Sheboygan brands itself as Wisconsin's Malibu of the Midwest for its popular freshwater surfing scene on Lake Michigan. Surfing is a year-round sport in the community, and WPR's Joe Schultz decided to try it himself.
Waves crash onto the beach at Deland Park in Sheboygan as Andrew Jacobs gives a surfing lesson.
My goal for any surf lesson is that by the end of our time, you are going to paddle in, pop up, and ride your first wave. That is our goal. Not everybody gets that goal, so don't get discouraged by it.
The person he's talking to is me. Sheboygan is the surfing capital of Wisconsin, and my editors forced me to try it myself. No spoilers, but it's not easy. We'll get back to that in a bit. Andrew owns EO Surf Shop in Sheboygan with his wife, Hannah. Before the lesson, they led a tour of the shop.
We kind of made the front of the shop, when you come through the door, really focused on those items that are for everybody, right? So that's going to be your hats, your clothing, your sweatshirts, your sandals.
Toward the back of the shop, surfboards are displayed along the wall to the left. Skateboards are to the right. The couple took over as owners of the shop in late 2022. But Sheboygan's surf culture has a history that stretches back decades. Just ask Andrew.
It's recorded back. People were surfing Lake Michigan back to the early 50s.
Sheboygan surfers began forming clubs by the 60s, and the community hosted an annual surfing competition from the late 80s through the early 2010s. Andrew and Hannah say they took over the shop a few years back to use it to help foster a sense of community. They've done so through youth skate camps, free community paddle events, and a thrift shop in the store's basement. Hannah says community events provide a space for people to connect and build relationships.
So that you do have a buddy, so you can get on that text thread of like five or six people that are like, hey, we're going out at this time, who's showing up?
Surfing is a year-round sport in Sheboygan. Andrew says one of the best times for it is actually in the middle of winter. The winter means bigger waves.
We're out there surfing in the blizzards and in the snowstorms and everything else. So this last year, the longest window I went without being in Lake Michigan was just shy of 2 weeks.
At the Jacobs' recently opened snack shack and rental location at Deland Park, it was warm and sunny as waves crashed on the beach.
We're looking at a very, very light north wind that's coming through.
That's where they gave me my first surfing lesson. I'm not exactly the most coordinated guy. I've skateboarded a little, but I always had to work very hard to be just average. Needless to say, I was a little daunted by the prospect of trying to stand up on a surfboard. And let me tell you, getting into a wetsuit isn't quite as easy as it sounds.
I got my feet through the bottom, and then I'm like pulling it up, and I'm like trying to stick an arm in, and I'm like, oh, the crotch is on my knees.
Soon after, Andrew walked me through the basics of where to place my feet on the board and how to stand up. He gave me a little bit of time to practice on the beach.
Paddle, paddle, put your arms underneath you, give space, push your chest up. Now pull your back foot in front.
Then we headed into the water. On my first few attempts, I fell almost immediately. After a few more unsuccessful tries, I balanced myself on the board for all of 3 seconds before I fell back in. That's about the best I did the whole day. Like Andrew says, surfing is hard. I swallowed at least a couple mouthfuls of lake water when I wiped out, but it's also rewarding. My producer captured my reaction when I got back to the beach.
It's way harder than it looks. The surfer bros make it look like you just kind of like ride it out and you're, it's, and I'm out of shape, the desk job, you know, but it's fun. And thank God it's not salt water.
Andrew was a patient teacher who knows how to push you outside your comfort zone. I'm glad I did it, but I'm not so sure I'll be joining him when he goes out in the next Wisconsin blizzard.
WPR's Joe Schultz brought us that story on surfing in Sheboygan. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Bridget Bowden.